All right, so let's Josh, obviously one of the stars of the game. There's no doubt about that. Who else stood out for you in this football game for the Buffalo Bills?
Is it too easy to say Greg Rousseau, right? I feel like those are the two best players on the field.
He deserves it.
It was Josh Allen and Greg Rousseau. Offensively, Josh Allen was dominant. Greg Rousseau, we talked so many times during training camp about this as a player that's ascending. We feel like he could be on the verge of a breakout season. And then he has a 3-sack performance. Now, there's a couple caveats to this. One of the sacks was Kyler running out of bounds and him chasing after him and Kyler stepping out a yard behind the line. So that is a sack. He also then dominated against a backup once the Cardinals starter got injured and did not return to the game. But regardless, like, very impressive. Three performance. He was the second best player on the field.
He was the best defender. He did a great job today, not only getting to the quarterback, but also the strip sack. Actually, it wasn't even a strip, really. It was just a hit that caused the fumble to come out from Kyler Murray. I just happened to be standing and actually kneeling in that end zone, that particular play. Sometimes I go down the end zone, and boy, man, things just move so fast. And I could see when that play was developing, I'm like, man, Kyler's got nowhere to throw. And then, bam, Greg Rousseau just came and did a great job to drill him and knock the ball loose. I'll go to the back end of the defense because – Cam Lewis and Jamarcus Ingram both deserve a lot of credit in this game. Yep. And you watched the game and you said, well, Jamarcus wasn't necessarily great. He didn't make these great plays. He did have the play at the end of the day. There's no doubt. Here's why, though. Taron Johnson got hurt very early in this game. Cam Lewis was actually supposed to be the dime safety for the Bills, this third safety to come in passing situations. He's also the backup nickel. How many times have we said that? He's a safety, but he's the backup nickel. Well, guess what? He had to play nickel. So he goes in and plays. So Jamarcus Ingram, who actually Sean McDermott said he might not even been active if it wasn't for Juwan Smoot's injury earlier this week, he actually has to go from playing reserve cornerback, maybe not seeing the field at all, to the dime safety. And for those guys to have to flip their roles that early in a game where they didn't really prepare for that on the game plan, I think says a lot about their preparedness and willingness and ability to get the job done.
Yeah, there's some nice players in the secondary and some nice depth pieces that they needed today, and they stepped up. The secondary is an area where they do have a lot of options. Now, safety is still a position that I'm very concerned about because I didn't see a ton from that position today to make me feel confident moving forward. But the depth guys at corner, specifically those two that you mentioned, I thought shined when called upon. And I think that given the situation that they were thrown into, they could have even more success, or the Bills could put them in positions to have success with a game plan actually suited for having them. And we'll talk more about the Taron Johnson injury. We don't know. I don't think either of us really wants to speculate. I am operating under the assumption that we probably won't see Taron Johnson for a couple weeks. But at the same time, he's a defensive player. You could wrap it and put a club on it if there is an injury there, and he could probably get back a little sooner than somebody.
Because we do know it's a forearm. We do know it's a forearm.
We know it's a forearm. So, you know, if this means, hey, you're not going to play in Miami and we'll evaluate this as we move on, like, that's totally fine. It would be a huge blow for them. But if you go into a game knowing you don't have Taron Johnson, that's when Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich need to kind of flex their defensive muscles and be like, okay, we can figure out a plan. We can work around this at least in the short term.
Cam Lewis had to play nickel corner. We'll see what happens on Thursday night. If Taron's able to play or not, that's, I'm sure, going to be the game plan there. Dorian Williams had to play Will linebacker. How'd you think it went for him on his first start at Will linebacker in 2024?
Well, I thought that the fumble recovery was a very big play. Like, just getting to the ball, there's one thing about knocking it out, but there's another thing about getting to the ball. So I give him credit for that one. As far as the game itself, it was fairly forgettable. I thought they did an okay job in run coverage. I mean, he finished with 8 tackles, but linebackers always have a ton of tackles. It's just kind of the nature of the position. He had 8, and Terrell Bernard had 9. So I thought it was fine. I did not notice him a ton, which, you know, some people would say that's a good thing. Some people would say that's a bad thing.
Matt Bove, Sal Capaccio. It's always game day in Buffalo. All right. I want to bring a couple other guys here that I thought had good games. Then we'll flip the other side and think areas where the Bills struggled. How about the brand new kick returner and punt returner, Brandon Codrington?
Yeah,
his
no
first
kidding.
Ever touch in a Buffalo Bills uniform. He takes it 53 yards, I believe it was, sets the Bills up in Arizona Cardinals territory. he was terrific right on that particular play. It was great blocking, but I mean, he just found the seam, he found the hole, and he took it. And then later in the game, I mean, it's only a 7-yard return, but a nice job just to settle under the punt. His first punt fielded inside Highmark Stadium. It's a windy day. He gets 7 yards. I thought Brandon Codrington deserves some credit here because he did a nice job, especially that first kickoff return.
Yeah, and you were down on the field. It was windy today. It was not an easy day for anybody in the special, anybody who had to play, really. It was really, really gusty down there. So for me, the joke that I posted right when he made the first kick return, it was like, well, I guess we can see why they traded for him. Like, this was a big time play. Unfortunately for the Bills, a few plays later, that's when Josh fumbled it on the play where he was trying to extend it, and that turned into no points. That was just kind of like one of the first dominoes that fell in the first half of mistakes for the Bills.
So Josh Allen threw the ball to 10 different players. 9 of them had catches. The one that wasn't was Ty Johnson on a third down play that didn't actually wind up, you know, he didn't hit Ty Johnson with the pass. It was a little bit shy, a little short.
Nine
different players caught passes.
Let's figure it out on the fly without looking at cheating at the sheet.
Okay.
Khalil Shakir, mm-hmm. Mac Collins, mm-hmm. Curtis Samuel, mm-hmm. Keon Coleman, mm-hmm. Dalton Kincaid, mm-hmm. Dawson Knox, mm-hmm. James Cook, mm-hmm. Ray Davis.
Yes. You're missing one.
MVS.
Yes.
Bang. Let's go.
9. Good job. 9 different players caught passes. And this is exactly what they've wanted, right, Matt? This is what they've built towards for the last however months. Going to this type of offense, this type of style. We've talked about a lot where everybody eats, right? That's the mantra. Mm-hmm. Everybody eats. It's not going to be one guy gets 90 at 100, 110 yards. That can happen. No doubt about it. But it's really going to be probably more of this as the year goes on. But Josh Allen basically said afterwards, every time he looked up, it was a different guy he was throwing to, which speaks to the fact that he trusts everybody he's throwing to and the fact that this is exactly what the Bills want to do. And so far, so good in game number one.
Yeah, I just think that I was surprised by two of the lack of involvement from Dalton Kincaid and from Curtis Samuel. I'm not as concerned about Dalton Kincaid. He was at least on the field. I just think that they were taking him out of the game or they were really, really focusing on him. Curtis Samuel is fascinating to me. It is one game. Curtis Samuel didn't get a ton of snaps. We'll get the snap counts tomorrow morning. I do not have them offhand. I do not take snap counts during the game.
Right. No.
I don't feel like he was on the field a ton.
I do. Me neither, Matt, but I'm going to remind everybody he is coming off the toe injury. I know he's been full at practice, but I do wonder if that had something to do with it.
Yeah, it could have. And I think having him at, let's say, 75% is much more valuable than not having him and having one of their practice squad call-up guys or something. So maybe there is an element of that to it. Was just surprised because there were some plays that didn't go to him that I thought schemed up made more sense to go to him.
Yeah, and I didn't see him in the backfield much. I thought, you know, we could have saw maybe some different formations with him. Didn't see that very much. Dawson Knox had a big play down the middle. In fact, sometimes when they catch the ball, I don't know if it's Dawson or if it's Dalton because they're both tight ends. They were in very similar numbers, 86 and 88. But it was Dawson Knox, a catch for 23 yards. It's actually one of the longer plays the Bills had on the entire day. So it was just a situation where I think the Bills wanted to and did spread it out. A lot of different people catching passes. And, had the kind of day that they wanted to have from the offense from that regard. Look, the Cardinals couldn't stop the Bills. The Bills stopped themselves. Mm-hmm. I know it's an old adage, but it's true. The Bills mm-hmm. just kept stopping themselves with penalties. And with the fumble that they had, they were their own worst enemy. When the Bills held onto the ball, they were moving the ball in chunks every time. The Cardinals could not stop them.
Yeah, I mean, that was even the case for the first couple drives where they get the big kick return to start the game with their first offensive possession, and they move the ball like 30 yards, and then Josh has the fumble. Then they get the ball back. They move the ball all the way down the field. Josh gets the touchdown that's negated by the Osiris Torrance penalty, and then they have to settle for a field goal, and then they don't touch the ball again until the 2-minute warning. So they moved the ball well. They just self-inflicted wounds, like you said, and just kind of, you know, bad circumstances that happen. So offensively, I don't have that many concerns coming out of this game offensively. The only thing is, like, the Cardinals are bad. This might be, at least defensively, one of the worst defenses, if not the worst defense they play all year. So I do think it's going to be tougher for them to consistently move the ball. Like, I don't think there's many other teams that you can get in a 14-point hole and erase that deficit. But luckily for the Bills, this week it was the Cardinals.